Welcome back to another edition of the Podfathers. I'm Uncle Chaps. I'm joined, as always, by Large and Clem. And today we are presented by our good friends at Roman. If you know anything about us by now, you know, especially Clem, my man enjoys a little bit of lovemaking. Am I right, Clem?
I love it. And it's way too short. Short trigger. Short trigger Clem.
Yeah, that's what they've been calling him. I feel bad because whenever Clem's on Twitter, people are like, there goes short trigger Clem again. Just getting ready to nut all over the timeline. You don't have to do that now because you have Roman swipes, which are clinically proven to make you last longer in bed. They're effective. They're easy to use. What do, Clem? Like whenever you pull one of them out of your little wallet size packaging, then what's your next step?
I rip the package oh so ever gently. Because I don't want to set any triggers off because even that is the slightest movement.
It's a tiny little touch.
And in a mess. And then we unfold it ever so gently. I whisper sweet nothings in m'lady's ear. And then we grease up the bowl.
There you go. Today's episode is brought to you by a different type of milk. It's brought to you by Man Milk, presented by Roman. So you can make sure to go get your milk flowing. But it's going to take a little while to get it out of the old tube because it's super easy to use. Just swipe the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you're good to go. When you go to getroman.com/podfathers, you can get the first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. If you go to the link getroman.com/podfathers, that's getroman.com/podfathers, cue our theme music, which we have to decide, boys. Are we wanting to go with a different theme song for 2020? Do we have a 2020 vision for the theme song? Are we staying with the same thing?
What's our theme song now?
The Godfathers.
Oh yeah. Well, I think that's isn't that brand? That's not new, right? We've had that
from the jump.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I thought when we brought in that board that with the new Podfathers logo halfway through last year, which I love. So, I don't know. Is this something that makes a tremendous amount of sense?
Maybe a little bit of cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. All right, let's start the show.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
The holidays are over. Finally. Well, I guess not. I guess we have New Year's. Do you count New Year's?
Yeah.
The holiday?
I have to count New Year's. Oh. I don't know about you, but I think the days between Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve are negligible. I don't know when day ends and when a day begins. If someone told me that tomorrow is actually New Year's, I'd believe them. And especially with this shit being in, today's Tuesday. It being kind of in the middle of the week fucks me up too. I don't know. This one is kind of screwed with my time and space continuum to a degree.
I'm ready to go back to work. I'm ready to go back and get back into a normal routine. Because when I went to the bank on Saturday. I thought it was a fucking Friday, and I go in and they're like, yeah, we open up a little, because I was like, you guys are supposed to be open 30 minutes ago. What's going on? They're like, oh, we open a little bit later on Saturday. I was like, whoa, Saturday.
It's Christmas, sir.
This is unbelievable that you're going to throw a Saturday at me right now.
Exactly right. I know, because all our shit is closed. We have the blue laws up here. So there's nothing open on Sunday except for any big stores are all closed. Malls are closed, all that stuff. Which I think is a racist law, but whatever. And I was totally fucking befuddled when I went to try and go to a mall and saw that everything was closed down. So I'm right there with you. I don't know where I am. I just need to go back to work and get a toehold on reality again.
All right, let's do a little breakdown of what happened over the holiday for you. You've got the youngest of the bunch. How did young AJ act on his first Christmas? Was he really loving it? Well, I guess it's his second Christmas, but it's his first Christmas that kind of counts.
Yeah, it's still fake shit. He'll take three claws out of wrapping paper and then kind of move on to the next thing, play with one toy, and then just forget about the rest. So really wasn't all that crazy. But the thing is, we have an older sibling. They will gladly open every single present for them once they've given up hope. So Sienna was just clawing and everything. And at a tradition unlike any other, Sienna Clem, sick on Christmas yet again.
Oh my God, dude. give that kid some vitamin C a couple days out.
And she's fine every other fucking day of the year. It's so frustrating.
But you know it's coming, Clem. Just open up her little gullet, throw some vitamin C gummies in there and chew it up.
Like, yeah, like as soon as it hits like the 20s of December, we just like take a funnel and we put that emergency, like a Costco size emergency in her throat and just.
Which boom. I'm not sure if that works. Anyways, like my family's big on it. Somebody gets a sniffle. Somebody acts like they're starting to get sick. We're big vitamin C family. I don't think that shit works. I don't think it works at all. I think it works if you eat oranges. But in order to get that amount of vitamin C, you have to eat oranges till you essentially have vicious and unrelenting diarrhea.
And then you're trading the diarrhea, the fever for the diarrhea at that point.
Right.
Which is, chaps, I don't think you would make that trade, would you, pal?
I mean, I've been making that trade for years, and I still, but I don't get sick. Maybe diarrhea is the natural like immunity to normal cold and flu season, because I don't chaps, get that. I just constantly flush my system.
How many oranges do you eat in a day? Is it more than a dozen? Be honest.
I used to crush oranges because I'm a Florida kid. I think the most impressed that my older daughter has ever been, it's not with anything in my military career. It's not my career now. It's my ability to go through a navel orange and peel it perfectly in like 8 seconds or less. Because in Florida, you just walk up to somebody's orange tree, pull that bad boy off. And I had the peel on the ground within seconds.
We're talking tree oranges?
These thumbs are perfect for peeling oranges. You just go in there, done.
I imagine little young chaps just like Johnny Appleseed. He's fucking Johnny Orange Seed, and he's just walking in Florida.
Nice club.
No shoes on. He's wearing like some old torn jeans, watching his WCW, and he's just going to the neighbor's tree and just eating off of their. Hey, you get away from my tree!
You know what I have strapped to my back though?
What?
A pellet gun. I would have a pellet gun strapped to my back all the time. And I used oranges as target practice. Honestly, I think oranges and pellet guns are the reason why I performed so well in the rifle range while I was in the Marine Corps. Nice. I had those good fundamentals down. Standing, I was knocking those things out, bro. Killing it.
Oh, man. Let me see those thumbs again. Those things are some good bad fucking boys.
Opposable as hell.
And the diarrhea, I mean, that kind of just comes with it. So this, it's all the chap's origin story is slowly coming together in this podcast.
I'm like the Florida man version of Huckleberry Finn. Me and a guy, Jim, that used to do meth at a trailer park walking around.
But yeah, Christmas was good here. Other than the sickness, which kind of – we had lingering fevers for the entire week. I had fevers at night here and there. AJ did, and then Sienna did. Wifey was the only one who avoided the plague from that goddamn Saturday I was telling you about when I had the kids by myself. That's when AJ started getting sick, passed it to me, and then Sienna got sick. So the lesson, ladies, do not leave your man alone with the kids or else everyone's going to get sick.
Your robe looks wonderful. Are you normally a robe guy?
Only in the winter.
Yeah, see, I want to be a robe guy, but it's just too damn hot down here for me to pull it off.
You should move up to the Northeast.
I would love to, just for the fact that I could wear a robe, but I don't want to do this snow shit. Maybe I'll go closer to where Large is at.
Get a silk robe.
Yeah. Get a silk robe. An old nature boy robe.
You sweat too, right?
No, well, I mean, obviously not as much, but you get yourself a nice open kimono. I think... that you just kind of leave open in the breeze. I think that
imagine how disgusting I would look in a kimono. My God.
Oh, the sex you'll be having, though.
The short sleeve one. The short sleeve one that barely reaches the tip of your balls on the fucking length.
The UPS driver would be launching my packages from the road.
Yeah. I like a short rise silk kimono. I'll tell you what the key is. If you ever have a kid, for people who are listeners who are about to have kids, little girls' blankets are the most fucking comfortable blankets in the goddamn world.
Yeah.
I mean, I honest to God, like I happen to have three of them here. They are the most fucking comfortable things that you could ever want. You're going to go in and you guys all do this. You go lay down with your daughter at the end until she goes to sleep sometimes.
Yeah.
I dread getting out once I get into one of these goddamn pink or purple polka dotted fur line type things. It's the best. I go up to mine and my bed is fine. It's, you know, some would say high end, but it's just not as fucking comfortable as this little girl paradise.
Sounds and whenever cool. You can sneak one of their stuffed animals away, like we got McCartney, one of McCartney's big presents was like this 4-foot long narwhal stuffed animal that's made from the same type of material, but it's stuffed just absolutely perfectly. She's been letting me use it because I'll lay down on the floor so Gus can lay with me at night. I've been using the narwhal as a pillow with Gus hanging out. It's been a fucking delight, man.
And Bridget's got a big avocado, and I've been using that every now and again too. Like if I'm going to go hit the couch and watch something, I'll grab the avocado and a big pink blanket. Is it done like a giant sissy? I fucking love it.
How was the Christmas for you guys?
We were good. Yeah, we did my in-laws on Christmas Eve, and it was fine. You know, they did a nice job. We weren't there overly late. Like sometimes you get there and people are just putting on the meal, and you're like, Jesus Christ, I'm gonna be here all fucking night. But it was fine. And then Christmas Day at my house was a delight. Had my whole family over, and all the kids, my younger brother's got three kids under the age of five, and the rest of us have kids that are older. So he's got like a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 5-year-old. And then the rest, my brother and I both have kids that are, you know, 10 and up, say. Bridget's 9, but like 9 and up. So the 6 older kids got to play with the 3 younger kids. It was fun.
How'd the paella turn out?
I got a guy.
You didn't do it.
No, it's a guy who comes in. He used to have one of those.
A paella guy. Wow. Yeah, that's going to put you at number one in the power rankings.
Sorry about that. Sure. So he used to have a restaurant in Newark, and he closed down the brick and mortar thing, and he just goes around and makes paellas now in like, you know, festivals and stuff like that. He brings his own rig.
I mean, that's what you look forward to in life.
Yeah, he also he raises, I think it's like, parakeets. So if you've bought a parakeet on the East Coast, there's like a 30% chance you got one from this dude.
You're gonna say the alpacas. So he's an alpaca paella guy.
He's got like this giant heated aviary, which is Spanish for garage. That's just got 400 parakeets in it that he supplies to local pet stores. Yeah, so.
So if you ever need a parakeet guy or a paella guy,
I got
your one stop shop. Yeah. Parakeet King of Newark over here.
just hit me up. those ham on the biscuits though, chaps, with the pimento cheese. Oh,
good.
That's such a good fucking thing. It was so good.
But, man, there's something special about whenever you've been planning something and it turns out just exactly the way you want it. That's how the old beef tenderloin turned out. It was absolutely perfect. Many people were saying it was the best beef tenderloin they ever had. I can't confirm that, but I appreciate the compliment that they were giving out. It was wonderful. My mother-in-law went home finally. I think that people that are care about the over-under, the 25 grandmas a day was obliterated. I mean, just blew through it. We picked her up from the airport and drove to Cracker Barrel. We probably had 15 to 20 grandmas in a mile and a half to get to the Cracker Barrel. We were blown through that. When the dog came out, when Gus came out, it was over with. She had 15 grandmas in 30 seconds. Grandma wants to see you. Grandma wants to pet you. Grandma, my grandma. And I just looked at my wife. I was like, I'm going to get a bingo so fast because we changed the game. There's this new app called Bingo Time where you can make your custom bingo board and share it with somebody else. So we took all those things and to try to make it last longer during the week. And I crushed the bingo section of it because of how many grandmas there was.
Shout out to you for not driving off the road too, because when someone does shit like that, I just want to just kill everyone in the car, Doyle style. So good work by you. Was she well binded this trip?
She mentioned a lot of stuff. She was very cautious about what she ate, which I appreciated, except for the fact that she would constantly bring it up when we were eating. We had something down, she's like, well, I don't know if I should put it. Like, for instance, my wife made this awesome breakfast casserole. That's like a Mexican breakfast casserole.
Oh, I love those.
When we were like, do you want to have any salsa on it? And we don't use like super, it's not like I'm out here with my issues eating fucking ghost peppers. Like, that's not what I'm doing. But we asked if she wanted any salsa and she was like, well, I can't because, you know, I don't want any issues with my stomach. I was like, you fucking worm. just a polite no would have been fine. It would have been fine.
You worm.
Boy, mother-in-law worm.
You Yikes. Nasty little turd.
Takes a bite from his orange. You nasty little worm.
I was trying to put it in perspective with my wife because we were talking about it after the show. And when I mentioned the hit your car door a couple of times, like opens up your car door and hits it into other cars, like that's one of the things that kind of makes your blood boil too.
It does, dude. Yeah. It does. I parked on the road the entire week to mitigate that. And whenever we were going anywhere with a big parking lot, I was parking like I was driving a fucking brand new Bentley. I'm not. Just driving a Tahoe. I just don't want it dinged up. It's paid for.
Large, how did the octopus come out?
I didn't do the octopus. I had too much. So I went and I didn't think it was that fresh, so I passed on it. I'm one of those assholes that takes it and smells it. I smell some fish. I don't smell the sea. That's the rule of thumb. So I passed on the octopus. I don't think anyone was looking forward to it because I didn't mention it to anybody but you guys.
That's so, the one I was looking forward to the most. I was looking for those pictures. I love a good octopus.
I still did the sausage and white bean and kale. So that's what I was going to put the octopus over. But I was going to make that Alabama white sauce, the white barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably do it maybe this week. I still have an aching to do it. I just didn't do it on Christmas.
Have you guys ever heard of that store, Living Spaces?
Yeah,
it's like a furniture store where they do like custom shit. It's kind of like Ashley Furnitures, but you can do like more custom options a little bit.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
They just built a brand new one here, and they have that. Do you watch that show with Chip and Joanna Gaines? Have you ever seen that show? It's on HGTV. A lot of people fucking love it. My wife loves it. Well, we go into this store because we were like in the market for some new couches, some new furniture, and things like that. And we've been waiting a while to do it. This place, brand new, so nice. Like all the furniture was really nice in there. But the kicker is, and this is, I guess, why I'm giving them a free ad. This place is brilliant, dude. You know those big play places that they'll have in like a Chuck E. Cheese, they'll have them, or like it's a DZ Discovery Zone. I don't know if you know what that is, but the ones that go all the way up into the ceiling, there's tubes, there's like all this stuff that they can climb on. It was a furniture store that had an enclosed area with a daycare worker assigned to go in there. So whenever you're shopping for furniture, you could take your kid in there, leave your kid in there for an hour or whatever and go shop in peace. How brilliant is that for a furniture company? Right?
Yeah, shout out to IKEA. IKEA does it too.
Oh. Well, it's not that cool then. Fuck it, I guess.
No, I used to take it. But it was like the person who'd be working there. I don't know. I just didn't. I used to take the kids to IKEA all the time. I told them it was Disney. And I never trusted the person working there. I was like,
did you like the food there?
Swedish meatballs and the 99 cent ice cream cone.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I liked it because if I liked the idea of it more so than the food. Either way, it's a fond memory of mine. I don't think I'd go back. I never took it home. You know, like before you go, you could get like a bag of the meatballs and a powdered packet of the gravy, perhaps. But you know, I let Annie sleep on Saturday, so that's when we take the kids over to IKEA and or Kmart. Kmart has since closed down,
and then
we'd end our day at the Five Below, where I'd say, "Hey, whatever you want." Anything. And the kids every week would be like, really? I'd be like, guys, I'm not fucking with you. Anything you want in the store, but it can only be one thing. And they'd spend a half hour trying to fucking decipher, you know.
Get their third kickball of the month. Exactly.
Can I get this gumball machine? I was like, anything you want. They're like, it has no gum. I'm like, that's the catch.
Oh, chaps, I think you might have just played yourself into the number one spot on the power rankings this week by getting Large to talk about that story. Because once you threw the Kmart word out there, it got mucky.
Well, no, there was a Kmart in...
That's probably where you find his paella guy.
Yes, he was working there, yeah. But there was a Kmart here that's since closed. Are there any Kmarts around anymore?
No, I don't think so. I think they went out of business. But they did have one of the best ads of all time whenever I shit my pants. That was a good ad.
I shit my pants. Yeah, there was a huge one by us. It was one of the last bastions of Kmart. You just kind of go in there and, you know, go around and the kids jump on couches or whatever.
All right, let's move a little bit into the mailbag. We'll do one question, and then I think we're going to close down the Christmas shop for the new year, the holiday shop, and we'll be back and better than ever after the new year with new plans for the new year for the Podfather show too, which will be exciting for those of you that have listened for a while, and it'll be a reintroduction for those that haven't, so it'll be nice. We're going to start with our stories over again, kind of, because we didn't really get Large's pregnancy stories and things like that, which will be cool to get his perspective. And we're going to bring in some of the other guys around Barstool, like Willie and Brandon Newman. Coley can come in. He had his pregnancy announcement this weekend too, which was pretty awesome. So we're going to have a lot of fresh blood. Big Cat's going to come in. Kevin will come back in and say what's going on with the divorced dad perspective, which will be fresh and new. And we're going to try to get parenting folks from all across the spectrum, because it's not just our type of lifestyle. Families now are so different. There's lots of different styles, so we want to expose all of that on the podcast too. But for now, we're going to hop into the mailbag. What do we got, Clem?
First comes from Curtis. My wife insists we buy our own gifts for each of our parents and siblings. This is abject bullshit, but I'd rather shell out a couple hundred bucks than fight for a month straight leading up to Christmas. How do I change your mind? We don't have kids yet in the case that matters. Shout out the child-free Podfathers listeners.
No kids, no gifts. That's how I feel. If you're over than 25, I don't want to get you a gift. Just period. Like I get my mom and stepdad something out of kind of obligation, like, to do it, because you just can't not get your mom something for Christmas. But I agreed. My older sister and I came to terms. We're done with Christmas gifts for not only each other, but we're also done with our kids getting each other gifts. Just don't need to do it anymore.
That's fair. I think when, like, the kids too, it's like an uncle gift isn't the same as a mom and dad gift, right? So you know, right, what you're getting for, as an, we've all been kids at some point. If you don't want to get in a fight and she really wants it, just be like, all right, you buy gifts for your parents and your siblings and just put my name on the from tag and we're good. And I'll handle my parents and siblings. And we've come to an agreement that we're not going to do that, I think. But I would not fight her on that. Or if she wants to do it, just let her do it and just completely disconnect yourself from it. There's no, like, if that's the tradition she wants, you are, if you don't have kids yet and you're planning on having kids, you're clearly way too early in this process to be throwing down, stick flags in the ground and stuff like that.
In a military term, don't make your last ditch stand in the wrong fucking ditch. Just pick the battle that you need to win. That's not one.
Chapsy, I think that should be part of the new Podfathers. We just have a military term of the day into parenting, because it is kind of one and the same, right?
So yeah.
Definitely.
It really is.
Always have dry socks. I just wonder how you guys feel about it. And I don't know if this is off topic from the question, but what about, like, if you, so my situation is I have two brothers. My older brother's a year and a half older than me. My younger brother's 8 years younger than me. So my younger brother didn't have kids till, you know, obviously 10 years after my brother and I were spitting kids out. Like I just said, he's got 5, 3, and 1, where my youngest is 9. And then it goes up my oldest niece is about to go to college. So he poured like money into my kids for a while, for like that 10 years when he was buying like gifts for 6 nieces and nephews every year. Like, do you guys feel, just from a money standpoint, like I always felt compelled. So Terrence had 3 kids and I had 3 kids and we were kind of close together. So I would just take care of my nieces and nephews, my nieces on his side. He would take care of Mick, Bridge, and Finn. And then I would make sure that my kids bought a gift for my younger brother and not for my older brother. That way he got something, you know what I mean? Like for just having to buy 6, you know, like what does he spend on the kids? 30 to 50 bucks until he got married. Then it maybe went up to 50, you know, but don't you feel sometimes like that? Like if you have an aunt who only has 1 kid, but she's been paying out like a lot. I try to like right the ship on Christmas and light people up who've been spending when they don't have anyone to spend on.
And I kind of think it's how close you are to the family too. Like if you're really close to your brother and the kids and things like that, then sure, that makes a lot of sense. Like I don't talk to my sisters. Like, so like sending them something just seems kind of silly, like just doing it for the sake of doing it. But it seems like you spend a little bit more time with them. And I think that goes into it as well. But yeah, like if you don't want him to be like, hey, Large, I don't want to like pull out the iPhone calculator, but over the last 10 years, I've been a pretty nickel. I know that your kid has a job at the plumbing store at the very least. He can give me a coupon to come over and fix the clogged toilet every now and then.
It kind of goes to like the wedding thing where it's like if someone gives you, you know, $200 ahead for your wedding, you just give them $200 back at their wedding. Just kind of just make everything be perfectly balanced as all things should be, as Thanos once said. That's kind of the way to go with kids. But now he has how many kids? He has three now.
He's three now. Yeah,
it's going to all be a wash in the long run.
Is it? Like, I mean, he's going to be buying. We're going to be buying forever. Right? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm going to have less kids. It's not unfortunate. He doesn't complain about it. To Chaps's point, like if he pulled out and said, "It looks like it's been $1,200 since 1997. I don't know. What are we gonna do about it?" But
like Michael Scott, whenever he pulls out the iPhone at the white elephant party, and he's like, "Well, the limit was $20. Oh, I got you an iPhone." Well,
so something to consider, I guess.
All right. Well, I don't think you have to do milk and cookies, which is good for right now. We needed a milk and cookies break because these little hellions, man. Like yesterday, the daycare was open to the drop-in. McCartney went. It was lovely. Just having a little quiet time. I think you need that. I think that there needs to be, after the holiday, 2 days where the kids go back to school, where the parents get to stay home.
I hard co-signed. To all the parents listening, you guys are the real MVPs of the last week. This week is hell week. This is the hell week of the year for all of us parents out there. I mean, summer is, you know, depending on if you have, you know, if you're off from work, but all the kids are off during this shit, and it is the worst. And
this
you just
is like, probably the only holiday no one wants to go back after Memorial Day weekend. Nobody wants to go back after July 4th. Nobody wants to go back after Thanksgiving. People after Christmas are like, okay, let's do it.
So Christmas Day is the 25th, and so I hosted my parents stayed over. Yeah, my birthday. No biggie. My parents stayed over on the 26th. They went back to Brooklyn. They went back to Brooklyn around noon, and they took all three of my kids.
Oh wow!
And then my brother's three kids. He dropped them off in Brooklyn. So my parents had six kids in the house I grew up with in Brooklyn on December 26th into the 27th. Then we're going to pick them up on the night of the 27th and then maybe like do, you know, a restaurant in Brooklyn, the, you know, all of us. So as soon as my parents left at noon, I walked them to their car, came in, took all my clothes off, and I just lay down on the couch naked. I just watched TV for like six straight hours.
They come back inside. Like, we forgot something, Dad.
I locked that shit up. You know, they don't need to see that. And then the next morning I get, you know, like 8 o'clock in the morning, from Bridget. Bridget got a phone for Christmas and I get a Mick threw up. I'm like, oh no. And so like we went from, you know, so then I had to jump in cause we thought it was a stomach virus.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't want him, you know, in a house like that.
Right.
You know? So we had to jump in the next morning and get him, but otherwise it would have been that oasis right through the next night. But instead it was just fucking all like, son of a bitch. And we got the kid and he had no fever and I just assumed it was a stomach virus, you know, because he doesn't really overeat. And I was like, oh, well, what did you have? He's like, oh, I had, you know, three Krispy Kremes and a bunch of chocolate. I'm like, oh, you motherfucker. It's just, you know, you just ate like that. So either way, like that, honest to God, we got so much done on the 26th because we didn't have any kids. Like we could have probably took down the tree. We didn't want to do it. The kids come back and be like, what happened to Christmas? But that was an oasis.
Ours is down. Wifey.
Is it down?
Yeah. Took it down. All the lights are down. Everything's down.
We are wrapping up. Once we wrap up this podcast, Sienna is at her grandparents. She's going to see Frozen 2 with her grandma today. And we are dropping AJ off at daycare. We're going to go have a nice little movie day. We're going to go see Uncut Gems. We're going to have breakfast. And we are going to go grocery shopping without a bunch of fucking little gremlins in our ear. It's going to be glorious. I cannot wait. I might even have a third kid at this rate. I'm so excited for this. I get my Roman swipes on. We can enjoy it for a little while. And then we fucking have ourselves a morning.
Beautiful. You guys want me to grab McCartney to close out the show? Let her tell you what her favorite Christmas gift was?
Yes.
Right, wonderful. Yeah, Clem. So having that day. Oof. That was so nice. Uncut Gems. I'm wondering how you're going to like it.
I've heard a lot of people I've asked really liked it, but then I've seen some of the user reviews and people didn't like it. So I'm kind of
I didn't like it as much.
Really? Really? Oh, okay.
What your favorite Christmas present was?
My favorite Christmas present was I got a narwhal that's bigger than me.
Oh,
a
nice.
Big narwhal! I bet that's your dad likes that. Snuggling with it, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. He likes the moose.
Yeah. who looks more like a narwhal, me or Uncle Clem?
I don't know.
I'll take a tie. That's fine. A tie is fine with me.
Put her on the spot, huh, Large?
I did.
I'm Mike. I'm Mike.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Happy New Year, McCartney.
Thank you.
Oh, she's got the voice of an angel, huh?
Bye. She's so much sweet. She's so sweet. Take care, sweetie. I don't know where how she came from, Chaps.
I know, right from his loins. The only good thing that ever came. Oh no,
Large. She still has the headphones on. Jeez, don't say the L word.
Loins is a bit is a dirty word.
Bye, Rosie. Thank you, honey. All right.
It's another narwhal to get down on.
Narwhal is a W. Big W.
Was a big time W. That was
anything
big
go
one.
Flat, Chaps?
What's that?
Any gifts like fall flat this year?
Not really. My favorite gift that I got was my wife got me some socks with Gus and one pair with Gus on them, like several pictures of Gus. Ooh. And one with Sprinkle Dinkles on it. So I'm rocking the pet socks. I really like those. No, all the kids really liked all their gifts. Mom puts a lot of effort and thought into all of them. So mm-hmm. She crushed it, knocked it out of the park. A lot of shoes, a lot of different things. McCartney loves basketball shoes, so she got several new pairs of shoes and just goes outside and just hoops it up all day. That's her nice. Thing.
That's fucking fantastic.
We had a little bit of a controversy. Sienna woke up at like 2:30 with a fever, obviously, as I said, and she saw in the reflection of the mirror in the living room that Santa had come, and she saw a basketball hoop, and she goes, oh, that's all I wanted was a basketball hoop. And we look and we're like, you didn't say a fucking thing about a basketball hoop. It was for AJ. So there was a little bit of like controversy to start the morning about who the basketball gift was actually for. And then AJ spent the entire morning just dunking the shit out of the ball. So clearly he wanted the basketball. She could care less about it. So that was the closest thing to a controversy we had. Chaps, you don't do anything from Santa, right? You just take all the credit.
We take a couple things. Yeah. Santa brought a couple things this year. So
you didn't give him the narwhal, did you? You better have taken the narwhal.
No, absolutely not, dude. He didn't get credit for that shit. Absolutely not. We actually got him. She's like right outside the door. But we got them this inside basketball hoop like that you would play at like Chuck E. Cheese where it's like the game where you – how many baskets can you make?
Pop a shot.
We were trying to put that thing together for fucking 3 hours on Christmas Eve night. They left some parts out. Of it.
Yeah.
So like the box didn't have it. Took us 3 hours to not even finish it. I had to take it all down after that, completely disassemble it, put it back in the boxes. And I was like, are we going to get another one? My wife was like, absolutely not. They don't know about it. We're taking this bitch back and we're never going to speak of it again.
You know who I blame?
When she said I didn't have to do it again, I was like, I love you so much. This is why we're together. You know? Because I would have done it. I'd have just burned that bitch. I'd been like, sorry. But we're taking the game room from them, too. They're not going to have the upstairs. I'm going to use it as my office now.
That changed the entire house, the entire desk.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to keep this. You think I'm way too lazy to take all this shit down. Come on.
This is Miguel's fault. If Miguel was out building hoops for you.
Yeah, if Miguel would have done it, he probably would have went down to Lowe's. I was like, absolutely not. Lowe's should be open till like 2 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Eve. Honestly,
yeah. That is true.
All right. That's it for the show. We'll see you guys again next week. Have a happy new year, everybody.
Happy new year, guys.
See you, boys.